Let's go.
All right, we're going to call to order the Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District. Today is November 3rd, 2025. It's 11:32 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. James, your chair, would you like to start?
James Horsley, board member.
Larry Myler, board member.
Heather McDougall, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA District Accountant.
All right, that's everybody I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board first item on the agenda are the board meeting minutes from our August 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you need me to put them up?
I've looked
I've
at them. They look good.
Yes, same.
Could I get a motion then?
Make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Second.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. We are going to move the third quarter financials to our next meeting. So, could I get a motion to table those?
I
Make a
so
motion.
move.
Second.
Heather. Thanks, James. All those in favor say aye.
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 All
Aye.
right. Now up is the 26 tentative budget. So, David, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Excuse me. Thanks, Michael. So, actuals through 9:30. We've seen it's starting in the general fund. Sorry, for Auto Mall and Retail Public Infrastructure District. We have had 24,808 developer advance for. We've had 29,476 of expenditures, and we have. With those amounts, we've budgeted based on the estimates of approximately 52,275 of developer advance for those expenditures through the rest of the year. That will leave us with a and excuse me, we've budgeted also a $51,000 transfer in from the debt service fund for the administrative carve out, and that's what our beginning balance would be for our ending balance for the current year and beginning for the following year would be for the following year administrative carve out an additional 2%, so 52,020, and then we've budgeted expenditures of $55,000, so and that gives us an ending fund balance of $48,020. In the debt service fund, we have, excuse me. So we've had property taxes. So to date, $248,050, interest income, $43,000. And projections for the remaining year portion of the year, we have 342,000 of what's budgeted for the 2024. 5 year, which would be collected or assessed, or was assessed, billed out at the beginning of last month, and so due in November. It's not always collected, but anticipate that amount being carried forward into the 2026 year. The difference between this 836,000 and 342 are funds that have not been collected, or are to be collected soon. We anticipate they should be soon. And then we've 55,000 of interest income for the remaining portion of the year, and paying agent fees of $7,000 with the transfer out to the general fund, 51,000 for the admin carve out, and that gives us just under $2 million of ending fund balance to carry over into the following year. And we do still have the reserve fund and surplus fund, 1.4 million of the reserve. And as of the end of the year, we're anticipating approximately 598,000. And then with that carry forward into the following year, property taxes to be received for there gives us a total revenues 402 and 2.4 million available funds to be used, and then paying agent fees $7,000 again, and transfer out $52,020 for admin carve out. It gives us an ending fund balance of $2.334 million, and those surpluses that are received are going into to add to this surplus to build that up, so for future debt service payments. So that's why you see this going up here, the 100,000 to 598 to 590, or excuse me, 941. I can speak here today. Anyway, 2.34 million is what we're anticipating approximately for ending fund balance for 2026. In the capital projects fund, we have interest income, excuse me, 98,000 there, anticipate it bumping up to 110. Developer advance staying the same, and other revenue of $130,000. We've had capital outlay of 1.35 to date, or through 9/30, excuse me, and we've just budgeted bumping up that to 1.75. So again, I wanted to ask that same question we talked about in the other meeting. If you guys anticipate that being more than, I think you were talking 200,000 or 500,000 originally, we were talking about that, Larry, in the last meeting, but I just want to
confirm. We'd have to annex, I think, to bring that into the usable PID, right?
Yes. So the restricted funds are based on that annexation clause in there. So if you annex, then you'll get additional funds moved from the restricted projects to the unrestricted projects funds.
Right.
Okay. So with
so,
that,
Larry, James, do you guys think we're going to do any annexations?
I don't think there'll be annexation this year. It's possible.
Do you want us to leave any money in for this year, roll everything into next year, keep some? If we keep some in and don't use it, we'll just do a budget amendment.
Yeah.
In like February.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters right now, it sounds like, with the carryover.
So we
leave it as it is. We could leave 500,000 in there if you wanted to.
And the other idea is so we've budgeted for 2.9 million.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't get expended, it automatically gets rolled over in that sense. But if we anticipate not using any this year, then it just bumps that number up for the next year amount that could be used. So this is just an estimate of what
the number bumps up in any case, right?
Yeah.
So I don't see a reason to change anything right now. If we were to change it, I think we could leave 500,000 in there right now. That would be reimbursement for some expenses we'll be paying soon that are PID related. So I wouldn't take any more than a million two out of it if we're going to do anything with it at all, but might as well just leave it there and do a budget amendment in February, like you're saying.
Okay. I'll just leave it as is then.
Yeah.
And as needed, we can amend it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With that, I guess, let me just open it up to you guys. If there's any other questions or comments, concerns, updates you guys would like to make.
No comments.
For I have me. Nothing to add.
Okay. Turn it back to you then, Michael.
Okay. So, board, I will need a motion then to approve the tentative budget and then have our public hearing December 1st at 11:30.
I make a motion to approve the tentative budget and have our next meeting December 1st, you say?
Yep.
For the public hearing.
Perfect. Thanks, James.
Second.
Thanks, Heather. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you have anything for us?
No.
No, no. Thank you.
Okay. So James and Larry, I'm going to have the third quarter quarterly reports. Dan and Braden should have those done fairly soon and back to me. So if you two could look for, I'll send them through ShareFile for your signatures. Larry, Three Bridges, James, Auto Mall for you
Yep,
guys to
great.
sign. Okay,
Thank you.
perfect. All right, last
Okay.
thing I need is a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks,
Second.
Jim. Thanks, Larry. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That's unanimous. Okay, good to see you guys.